from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The city of Lovington has issued a drinking water warning. E. coli is present in the Lovington Municipal Water Supply. Wyatt Duncan, the Public Works Director for the City of Lovington, tells us.
The state issued a boil order notice for the City of Lovington. January 21st, we took our routine samples. Sample came back with an E. coli, total coliform hit. On the next day, the state informed us that we do have to repeat the sample of the source, plus an upstream and downstream, plus all of our source wells. Did that on the Friday, the 22nd. We got those results back at about 6:30 on Saturday night, and we did have the upstream source come back with a total coliform positive.
So don't drink tap water and boil it first for about a minute or so. According to Duncan, citizens can begin drinking the city water again on Wednesday. The Chavez County Sheriff's Office, in conjunction with Roswell Police, are working to investigate the homicide of Johnny Pacheco, who was found dead early Friday morning. Officials are tracking persons of interest in Levi Edward Mejia, Jeffrey Contreras, and Mary Hotseller. Anyone with information on these persons should call Roswell Police or the Chavez County Sheriff's Office. State lawmakers will be debating one of the most controversial bills on the session. That's Senate Bill 10. The bill aims to repeal a 1969 state law that criminalizes abortion here in the state. The law has not been enforced since the Supreme Court passed Roe v. Wade in 1973, which legalizes abortion nationwide. However, pro-choice advocates worry that the current more conservative Supreme Court could overturn that decision. Debate for this bill in Santa Fe will take place today during a virtual meeting. The Andrews County Sheriff's Office reports that one man was injured and two people were arrested in a shooting late Friday night. The Andrews County Sheriff's Office says that one man was injured and two other people have been arrested in a shooting late Friday night. According to reports, the victim is an 18-year-old man who suffered multiple gunshot wounds. He was transported to Permian Regional Medical Center and then to a Lubbock area hospital. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.